This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, quiz fans, and welcome back to the Big Pod Quiz. It's Thursday, it's 7 p.m, and it's time for episode 6 of the Big Weekly Quiz. So I have been up the wall busy with my new pup. Who knew puppies could be so much work? And therefore, we are recording a little later than usual. So just in case our editor Tom needs to release this a bit later, it's Friday, it's 7 p.m, and it's time for episode 6 of the Big Pod Quiz.
No, don't worry, Charlie. It's gonna be done today.
Yeah, cool.
It's gonna be done.
I thought I'd throw that in there just in case.
Yeah. Don't worry. We're a professional outfit here at Sound Rebel, and we will meet the deadline.
Is that because Tom's the editor now?
Well, actually, Tom's on holiday, so it's back to me again today.
Oh, excellent.
Can't believe I'm still doing this.
God, you're supposed to be the boss. You're supposed to sit back and drink martinis while everyone else does the work for you.
One day.
Right, shall I carry on with my intro?
Yeah, sorry.
So, my name is Charlie, and I am the host of this pod quiz extravaganza. Before these times of national lockdown, you could find me all across the northwest of the nation hosting real-life quizzes in real-life pubs. However, as the pubs are all closed, me and my brother Ben have been bringing you the pub quiz in podcast form. So, for a few weeks now, we've been doing our new format for the quiz, putting Ben's quizzing knowledge to the test. He used to sit silently confident in our recording sessions, convinced he knew all the answers, even if they hadn't been right in front of him. So we decided to put that confidence to the test and start bringing guests onto the quiz. We've been recording a guest versus Ben leaderboard, which currently is at 3-2 to the guests. Ben, how are you doing this week? Are you getting it back to an even playing field? 3-3 after today.
Obviously, I don't know who our guest is, but I'm really hoping so, because people keep taking the mickey out of me. But I've actually got some exciting news for you today, Charlie boy.
Oh, yeah?
So, you know that we can track our analytics on the podcast and find out how many people have listened.
Oh, yes, you love the numbers.
I love some numbers.
You love some numbers.
We're about to hit 10,000 listens to this podcast. How good's that?
That is absolutely fantastic. To all the people out there that have contributed to our 10,000 listens, thank you very much.
I'm chuffed with that, because honestly, you know, we started this off as a bit of a laugh, didn't we? And it was obviously because you were missing your normal pub quizzes, and we had to scratch that itch. But
yeah, I just needed my fix.
10,000.
My fix of a microphone and showing off.
But yeah, we've got listeners, Charlie, in the UK, of course, but then Australia, Ireland, United States, Canada, Sweden, India, New Zealand, Singapore, Germany, Norway, South Africa, the Philippines, Malta, the Cayman Islands, Thailand. Look, the list goes on, mate. It's brilliant.
Started off in the northwest of England, and now we're international, mate. So before we bring this week's special guest out of the Zoom waiting room, do you want to give us a quick rundown of how it's going to work?
Yeah, so there are 5 rounds in this quiz, and there are 5 questions in every round. They get progressively harder as we go through each round. Rounds 1 to 4 are kind of general pub quiz rounds, so Charlie chooses them every week. It might be food and drink, it might be geography, history, whatever. But the 5th round is always a specialist subject which has been bought by our guest, and I don't know who our guest is or what this specialist subject is, so I basically need to get my points in nice and early, because I always lose on round 5.
So, Ben, the last few weeks, I've sorted out some guests for the quiz. They've come on and they've said, you know, we hate quizzes, we're rubbish at quizzes, so Ben is going
to
win.
We're purely here to promote ourselves.
Purely here to promote ourselves. And in those 2 weeks, you've brought it back to 3-2.
Yes, I have.
So this week, I've scoured my contact list for probably the best quizzer that I know. A veteran pub quizzer who's coming in to smash you up and take it back to a 2-point lead for the guests. So are you ready for me to bring them on?
Absolutely.
So today's guest, he is a radio presenter, former almost professional rugby player, father, philanthropist, pub quiz enthusiast, former member of the award-winning pub quiz team, The Studio Audience. If you've ever listened to a radio anywhere in the UK, there's a pretty good chance that you'll recognise these smooth, dulcet tones. It's Mr. Ed Nell. Ed, welcome to the Big Pod Quiz.
Hello, that's quite the intro. I feel like the bar has been set really, really high, and I'm quite scared now, to be honest, especially now I know that you're international. I mean, blimey.
I mean, you know, we started from the bottom, now we're here. The days when you used to come to that little pub in Shenstone, we're now going out to thousands of listeners all across the world.
That is where my love of quizzing started, as a member of the studio audience when you were the quiz host. And Ben and I were part of the team. And I have to say, I'm scared to be against him because I feel like we were two parts of a jigsaw, that our knowledge complemented each other quite nicely. So I'm a little bit scared that maybe if the questions fall Ben's way, I've got nothing to give here, but we'll see.
I mean, let's face it, on that quiz team, that, you know, my mom was the ringer, wasn't she? Like, you two were there drinking beer and my mom was answering all the questions for you.
Well, and then your dad was kind of with the quiz Tourette's and would just shout them out, wouldn't he, really? So, and then everyone else would get them, so that was good.
And then we'd get accused of cheating so that you could win the money.
Yeah, because we would win for probably a bit too much, and considering that 80% of the team was your relations, it was a little bit awkward, really. So,
well,
yeah.
That is something that we're going to talk about during the break. I want to clear the air with this, because I still, to this day, I still get accused of cheating. So we're going to clear the air on the quiz. We're going to talk it out during the break. So before we get going with the quiz today, I'm just going to give you a quick recap of how it's going to work. So it's five rounds of five questions. The last round is Ed's specialist round. And Ben, this week, he has chosen the TV show Friends.
You know what? I'm chuffed, because as soon as I saw Ed, me and Ed used to work together for quite a long time, and he's got this ridiculous knowledge of the weights of rugby players. So I was honestly expecting that round five was going to be rugby player height and weights. So I'm chuffed that it's Friends.
Give me 5 minutes and I'll change it. I'll get some rugby players' weights and heights.
Yeah. But so no, I'm looking forward to that now.
So yeah, so it's five rounds of five questions. The rounds start easy and get harder as they go on. You'll have 10 seconds to answer each question. I'm then going to ask my guests here on the Zoom call to show me their answers and I will read them out. Those of you at home, at the end of the quiz, send your scores to us via email bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk or tweet them to @bigpodquiz. If you score higher than Ben, I want you to use the hashtag IBeatBen at the end. But if he beats you, you will have to use the hashtag that he's chosen for himself, #KingBen. Now, Ed, that does apply to you as well. When you tweet out saying, I was a guest on the Big Pod Quiz, I mean, I hope you're using #IBeatBen. But if you have to, then you might have to be putting #KingBen.
That will hurt. To put #KingBen. I mean, that kills me already, that I might have to write that.
Mate, just don't think about it. Because if you think about it too much, it's going to put you off your game.
That's true. Just block it out. I'm going to block him out and all his bants, his crazy bants that he's going to try and sledge me with. I'm not having any of it.
Mate, look, we all know that, like you say, we've been on a quiz team together for many, many years. You are an aggressive quizzer. Like, you're one of the nicest men in the world, but when it comes to quizzing, my God, this man's vicious. And I'm glad we're doing a Zoom call, because there would be kind of, you know, scratches and eye gouges going on if we...
I'm about to get my game face on and I'll get very serious.
I mean, there's a smile on his face, but those eyes say that he's here for the kill.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in the game now. Come on.
So we don't have any high score shout-outs this week, Ben. No one sent me any. So instead, I'm going to give a shout-out to Aurora Lee on Twitter. She tweeted us saying, loving this pod, clappy hands with a tick next to it. So I just wanted to say that we love you as well, Aurora. Send us in your score after the quiz. If you had done it this week, you would have been the only one on the leaderboard. But we love you anyway.
I mean, we got all these listeners, so what are you doing?
Tweet us your scores, guys. Come on. Like, we know that you're listening.
You know what? Even better, I can see from the analytics that a lot of people are listening on Apple Podcasts. So if you are, then you can leave your score in the review section. In fact, just giving us a review would be really, really helpful, because it makes Apple take us seriously. And I think that we're just, you know...
Yeah, at the moment, Apple we are an absolute joke.
Yeah, but if you want to, it would be great if you could leave your score in the review section on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. Bing bong, announcement over.
And then if you go to all the other Sound Rebel podcasts and give them 5 stars too.
Oh, fantastic. Right, Charlie boy, what's round one?
Round one today, guys, is music. So question one, complete the name of the band, the Kaiser Blank. Yep, so let's see some answers on the screen there, guys. You've both gone for Chiefs. That is the absolute correct answer, the Kaiser Chiefs. Question two, true or false? Before he was a famous, Ed Sheeran spent a period of time sleeping on movie star Jamie Foxx's sofa.
Yes.
right, Ben, you've gone for true. Ed, you've gone for true as well. That is absolutely true. So Jamie Foxx took in a young Ed Sheeran while he was trying to get known in America and took him to a load of shows and let him sleep on his sofa.
You'd have thought that Jamie Foxx would have a multitude of spare rooms.
Yeah, you'd think that. But he was on Graham Norton. He's like, yeah, he slept on my couch. And you think, your house is probably fucking massive and you've made him sleep on a sofa.
It makes it sound like it's a bed sit or something, doesn't it? Jamie Foxx just living in a bed sit, people crashing his sofa. Yeah, that's how it is, yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure at the time that this was happening that Jamie Foxx was already pretty successful.
Yeah, I don't think he was just some guy that Ed Sheeran met and he was just like, well, yeah, I'll sleep. Oh, you happen to be a movie star in the future. That's amazing. Oh.
Yeah, Ed was just like, so Jamie, you've just done Ray, love the house. Where am I sleeping? Oh, yeah, there's an old, you see that old moth-bitten sofa that's outside the door? You can sleep in there, mate. Oh, look, can I just go in, like, there's got a spare room with an ensuite? No.
That's where my dog sleeps.
Right then, guys, moving on to question three. Who is the host of the BBC Radio 1 breakfast show? So, yeah, you've both gone for Greg James, which is absolutely correct. I can't say that I've listened to Greg James as of yet because I only listen to one person on the radio and that's Mr. Ed now.
I'm not on at breakfast.
Not on at breakfast so anymore, but I've still got my Cat and Nelly mug from when you were on Free Radio Wolverhampton.
Well, if you ever break it, I've got a whole box in the loft as well, so you can always have another one.
Excellent, mate.
Nobody wanted them.
I always want more Cat and Nelly Free Radio mugs.
Yeah, okay.
Moving on, question four. How many studio albums did the Beatles release? So how many studio albums did the Beatles release?
I'd be disappointed if Ben doesn't get this. I mean, living in Liverpool and also with your dad being a massive Beatles fan, I mean, you should get that, really. Mm. I don't know much about the Beatles at all, I'm ashamed to say, so I don't expect I'm going to get this right.
So you're deflecting it onto Ben. Ben, you should be really good at this. So, Ed, is that 12 that you've gone with?
Yeah, I put 12.
And Ben, you've gone with 8. So, Ed, you don't know anything about the Beatles. You think they're shit?
I don't. Nothing.
Well, would you like to know how many studio albums they released?
Yeah, go on.
We had in a quiz.
12.
What? I got it right.
He got it right. My boy got it right. He hates the Beatles.
That's amazing. So
the 12 studio albums, they had Please Please Me with the Beatles, Hard Day's Night, Beatles for Sale, Help, Rubber Soul, Revolver, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, The White Album, Yellow Submarine, Abbey Road, and finally, Let It Be. Right then, guys, moving on to question 5. Ed, I know that you've been listening to the podcast religiously, but just in case you haven't, so we've stolen not only from the Fox and Hounds Tuesday night quiz that we used to do, but also from Nevermind the Buzzcocks. At the end of the music round, we do an intro. I'm going to ask you to guess what the intro is, both the name of the song and the artist. So here we go.
Okay.
Would you like it again?
I would. Yeah. No, he knows it. Oh, that's even more annoying. Yeah. Okay. I've written something, but I know it's wrong. So here we go. I've put Ghost Town.
So Ghost Town, unfortunately not. It is Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, which Ben has got. Ben, mark yourself down for 1 point. So how are we doing on the scores here, guys? Do you want to get those totaled up and let me know?
That's so annoying as well, because I've seen Bon Jovi 4 times in live concerts and didn't know.
And that intro sounded exactly like it does on the track, Ed. I don't know what you're playing.
It was like they were on Zoom with us.
Was it like they were they've broken social distancing and they were in the room with you?
It was, yeah.
So how have we done on that round then, guys?
I got 4.
Yeah, me too.
So 2 4s, all tied after the first round. People at home, make sure that you are keeping track of your scores as well to send us at the end of the quiz. I mean, no one did last week, but if you want to for this week, you can tweet them to @BigPodQuiz or email us bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. If you are enjoying
the quiz, leave a review on the Apple Podcasts.
Or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And also make sure you go and review all the other podcasts on the Sound Rebel Network. If you're enjoying the podcast so far and you want to make it your round, you can by going to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and click on the button that says buy us a beer. Right then, lads, are we ready for round two, which today is sport?
Sport, yes. Okay, I'm ready, yeah.
Here we go. So question one. So football is back. I'm just going to let that sink in for a moment. Football is back. Which fixture was the first game back for the Premier League? So football is back. Which fixture was the first game back for the Premier League? Right, yeah, then, let's see some answers then, guys.
There we go.
So, Ed, you've gone with Everton versus Liverpool. Ben, you've gone with Aston Villa versus Sheffield United. Are you a big football fan, Ed?
No, not really. No. Because also, I don't really get to watch TV because my wife, she controls it. I'm not allowed to touch the remote, so I never get to watch the football anyway.
Oh, dear. I mean, do you get to watch some rugby sometimes?
Only when they're out at weekends, yeah.
You sneak a beer out of your secret hidey place, down it off before anyone notices and watch half a rugby.
It's pretty much, 5 minutes every now and again, and I'm like, well, that's my sport fix for the next couple of years.
So with that one, guys, I can tell you that the correct answer is, of course, Ben's answer, Sheffield United versus Aston Villa. Moving on to question two, which tennis player organised a tournament recently where no social distancing was required at all, and now him and three other players have contracted the virus? So which tennis player has organised a tennis tournament recently where there was no social distancing at all, and now him and three other players have contracted the virus? Before we get the answers, I mean, what a fucking idiot. He's basically just like, yeah, we're just going to have a tournament. Everyone can shake hands and no social distancing. And then four people at already have got the virus.
I'm really struggling with this because I know nothing about tennis. Mm,
my answer is, I know that he is one of the players who's contracted it, but I don't know if he has.
If he's the one I'm talking about.
If he's the organiser, yeah.
You're ahead of me already on that one. I've just gone with Roger Federer because it's the only tennis player I know.
Ed's gone with Roger Federer. Ben, you've gone with world number one tennis player Novak Djokovic, which is absolutely correct. Gets the point. Right then, let's move on to question three. What number is at the top of a dartboard? What number is at the top of a dartboard? You've both gone with 20, which is absolutely correct. Mark yourselves down for 1 point each.
I'm on the board in the sport round.
You're on the board in the sport round. I'm very proud of you. It took three questions to get there, but here we are. It's just going to keep rolling from here now, just constant points.
That's it, 100% now on. Hmm.
So question four, which US sport is considered and referred to as the nation's pastime? Which US sport is considered and referred to as the nation's pastime? Let's have a little look here. Ben's gone for baseball. Ed, you've gone for baseball as well, which is absolutely correct.
I'm not surprised it's called that, because I was thinking, could it be American football? But my God, we went to a baseball game last year, and it's the longest, most boring thing ever.
The thing I don't understand is they have a competition called the World Series, and it's only teams from America that play in the World Series.
I've just seen the analytics, and America, it's really dropping off now because you're slagging them off, so
analytics.
The analytics, yes.
No, I mean, great chips, but really boring game.
Great chips.
That's what I remember from that base. Oh, cheese and bacon on top. Oh, it's stunning.
Did you go for some chicken tenders with that bad boy as well?
And yeah, I did actually.
You love a chicken tender.
So this was my favourite thing I saw because it was so American. There was someone sitting there with a hat on, and in the rim of the hat, they had all their nachos. And in the top of the hat was the dippy cheese. They were literally reaching up, taking a nacho from the rim, dipping it in the top. And that's I mean, that's so America.
I would go and watch. I would go and watch a baseball game just for that.
There you go.
I'd vote for that.
Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all? Moving on. Question five: who is the president of the UFC? Who is the president of the UFC or Ultimate Fighting Championship?
I just realised that I've written down a fictional character from Entourage rather than what?
Well, I think you might not have got that right then.
Yeah, you see, I was thinking Ben. But in the end, I went for Ivor Biggin because I just couldn't think of it.
Ivor the Biggin is incorrect. Ben, so you've gone with Dana Gordon, who is a female character from Entourage. The correct answer is Dana White. Dana White, big bold
chat. Do I get half a point?
You get half a point for Dana. So if you got the first name, you get half a point. If you get the second name,
I didn't know
you
were getting half points here. I'm not sure about this.
I'll tell you what, Ed, it's a regular feature of this podcast, mate. You just got to ask for them occasionally and Charlie dishes them out. It's great.
Well, we generally do. If I'm looking for two names, you get half a point for each name. That is just conventional quizzing.
Well, it's classic Charlie quizzing, because I do remember this from The Fox, that you basically could argue a point for most things. So that's
that's because when I used to do the quiz at The Fox, I was so off my head pissed that I just like, yeah, you can have points.
Whatever.
They're giving me free beer and I like it, so you have points. And big shout out to The Fox and Hound Shenstone. We love you guys. Can't wait for you to be open. Booking in for the first day back. Right then, guys, so that is the end of the sport round. Ben, I've got you down for a 4.5. Ed, I've got you down for a 2. Is that correct?
Oh, it is, yeah.
So that puts the scores on. Ben is on 8.5, and we have Ed on 6.
Oh, no.
There's a bit of a difference there, but it is still only the end of round 2. You can still get this back, and you have got your specialist round, which this week is Friends. Now, Ed, our guests so far on the quiz, they've done nothing but self-promote. We haven't heard anything about what you're doing at the moment, so if, I want you to plug your show, any business ventures that you're going for at the moment, what are you doing, how can we find it?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm not really sure what I'm doing at the moment, because I got fired recently, so... I did not know that,
I'm sorry that I brought it up.
Putting my life back together, to be honest. It's a bit of a sore subject, really, but no, to be fair, I am doing a few bits and bobs. So I do Saturday Breakfast on BBC Radio Nottingham. And then I do the afternoon show the same day on Gem in the East Midlands as well. And this is the weird thing. The two radio stations are 200 metres apart. So I can walk from one to the other and then do the other show after I've done one. So it's quite good.
Oh, sounds like a cushy little gig.
It is. It's very convenient, really. You know, two shows one day, one trip as well. It's quite good. And then I'm also doing Radioactive. Which is a sort of, we take radio-based courses into schools so that kids learn confidence, communication and creativity and stuff like that. And they'll make podcasts, radio adverts, news bulletins, radio jingles, that kind of stuff. So it's fun for them, yeah.
Sounds really great. I mean, I know that we do have a couple of teachers that listen to the podcast, so hopefully they'll hear this and go, do you know what, we want some of that in our school.
Look us up, radioactiveevents.co.uk, and if you quote that you've listened to the podcast, obviously, maybe hashtag King Ben, then I'll perhaps give you a discount, you never know.
Perhaps maybe give you a discount, but no discounts, Ed, full price for our listeners, until they start tweeting us with their scores. Right then, with that, shall we move on to round 3 of today's quiz?
Round 3, okay.
So round 3 today is Animal Kingdom. So let's get going. Question 1. Which mythical creature appears on the Welsh flag? Which mythical creature appears on the Welsh flag? You've both gone with dragon. That is absolutely correct. Mark yourselves down for 1 point each. Here we go, question 2. What type of animal is Tony, the mascot for the breakfast cereal Frosties? So you've both gone with tiger. That is tiger. Absolutely correct. Mark yourself down for 1 point each. Moving on, question 3. Which breed of dog is famous for being the Queen's absolute favourite? You both gone with Corgi. Yeah, that is absolutely correct as well.
Ooh, yeah.
Neck and neck in this round, 3 points each. Question four.
Very easy so far.
Yeah, I mean, I may have written this round at 6 a.m. when Indy woke us up crying.
Question four, spell dog.
Ooh, there's a thinker.
Well, moving on, question four. Why do tigers have white spots on the back of their ears? Why do tigers have white spots on the back of their ears?
I don't know, so I've just put too much milk.
So, too much milk from Ed. Ben, you've gone with camouflage. So I can tell you that it is to scare away predators. So they have white spots that make it look like they've got eyes on the back of their ears, and therefore that makes a predator think a sneak attack is impossible. Now, the question I think you're asking...
Who's chasing a tiger?
Well, that's the question I was just about to ask of. What on earth does a tiger consider a predator?
Because that would be the mistake, wouldn't it? You see something moving and you get closer going, oh, I'm going to eat this. Oh, no, it's a tiger. That was a mistake.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm really sorry.
Oh, that looks like a nice little delicious meal. Oh, shit. Anyway, Mr. Tiger, I am going that way now. Yeah, I mean,
as friendly as Tony.
I hope I never meet what a tiger considers a predator. Moving on, question five is multiple choice. What is the collective noun for a group of caterpillars? Is it A, an army, B, a navy, C, a tank, or D, a platoon? So what is the collective noun for a group of caterpillars? Is it A, an army, is it B, a navy, C, a tank, or D, a platoon? So, D platoon from Ed. Ben, you've gone with A, army. I can tell you that the correct answer is A, an army of caterpillars.
Oh, man.
So,
One of my favourite jokes from the last recession was about, do you know what the collective noun for a group of bankers is?
I love this joke.
A wunch, Ed. A wunch of bankers.
Oh,
there we go. Economy-based jokes. That's what we like.
That's
how highbrow this podcast
economy,
is.
Economy-based jokes and data spreadsheets. That's what we're all about. So that is the end of the round. Ed, I've got you down for a 3. Ben, I've got you down for 4.
Oh, dear, I'm lagging.
He's giving me a good cheer for my score in that one. Thanks, Christopher.
is your son still a 40-year-old man trapped in a little boy's body? Hello, yeah, Charlie. Long time no see.
Oh, yeah, no, he'll go for the handshake as well. He's only 4 years old, but he likes to introduce himself properly. Yeah,
love it.
Wears a little shirt and tie everywhere he goes.
Exactly, yeah, he's got like one. He's Little Lord Fauntleroy, it's his name now. So, yeah. And then
Charlie, Ed's second Henry, is a bit of a handful. Is that the right way to phrase it, Ed? No similarities between me and you, Charlie.
He's a thug. He's one year old, and his favourite thing to do is hit me in the balls. I mean, come on.
He's a thug. I mean, that does sound quite fun. Has he done the thing where you're asleep and he jumps onto them yet?
Yeah, it's amazing as well. It's already like he knows like wrestling or something, because he tries to he'll jump on my neck but lead with the elbow while I'm asleep. And he'll also do the same thing. He always works the groin really well, and that's not good.
A future WWE champion on the cards.
Yeah, maybe. He's built like a tank as well, so yeah, possibly.
So it's that time in the quiz where we take a little break and have a little chat while the lovely listeners at home grab a beer and get mentally prepared for round 3. Speaking of which, it's probably about time for me to crack a delicious can of icy cold Carling.
Loves a Carling.
I bought him loads of Carling for your birthday, didn't I, Charlie?
Yeah, and they're pretty much all gone already. How have you been spending your time in lockdown?
Have I been spending my time in lockdown? Well, really, I've been on childcare. Because my wife, she's a journalist, so she reads the news. Obviously, you guys know, but for anybody who's listening, she reads the news on 2 radio stations at one time. Absolute and Magic, she's on. You can catch her in the afternoons, 4 till 7. And she basically does that from our front room. And then I look after the kids in the kitchen. And that's what really all I've been doing during lockdown, is looking after them.
Well, I mean, what a wonderful father. And she's going out, getting that bacon, you're there looking after those kids.
I'm officially a kept man. It's quite lovely, to be honest.
Right then, so let's say that we're moving on to round four. That's break time over. Let's get those thinking caps on at home and get cracking with round four of today's quiz, which is the true or false round.
Oh, I hate this round.
That's exactly why I've put it in, Ben. So here we go. Question one, true or false? A man from the United States of America consumed his 26,000th McDonald's Big Mac on the 11th of November 2012 after eating at least one a day for 40 years. True or false? So, Ben, you've gone with false first, scribbled it out and put true. Ed, you've gone straight with true. That is absolutely true. That guy's living the dream. He eats a Mackey's every day.
Ah, so good. I want to see a picture of him. How fat is he?
Imagine he's very fat.
Surely.
You imagine very, very fat.
Although you say that, but the UK's best speed eater is, she goes to the gym all the time. Like, she's in amazing shape, but she nails like six burgers like before your eyes. It's amazing.
Yeah, I have a feeling this guy who eats a Big Mac every day probably isn't one of those people that also
maybe no. You imagine he's probably got one of those electric scooters that he rides around on. Let's move on to question two. True or false? Water spirals down the plug hole in opposite directions in the northern and southern hemisphere. True or false, water spirals down the plug hole in opposite directions in the northern and southern hemispheres. So you've both gone with true. That one is false. Even though some people on the equator make a living fooling tourists thinking that it does, It's a myth. It's not what happens.
I saw it on The Simpsons, so it must be true.
Yes, that's what I thought.
I mean, The Simpsons is the oracle of all knowledge, but unfortunately, they've lied to you, The Simpsons.
Oh man!
They don't in the American embassy. They don't have a machine that turns it back the other way because it just goes the same way anyway.
God, my eyes are being opened to truths that I don't want to know.
I'm sorry, man. Let's move on quickly before Ed starts crying. So question three, true or false? If you cry in space, the tears just stick to your face. True or false? If you cry in space, the tears just stick to your face. What have we gone with then, lads? So
false.
Ed's gone with false. Ben, you started off with false, but then you went to true. So, I mean, taking away from the fact that if you're out in space without a helmet on, then your head will explode. It is true. So because there's no gravity, it comes out and just sticks to your face.
Aww.
I mean, if you can stop your head from exploding because there's no air pressure and all that.
Question
four, true or false? Seoul is the capital city of North Korea. Ben, you've gone false. Ed, you've gone true. That one is false. Seoul is the capital of South Korea. Pyongyang is the capital of North.
I've had a shocker here. I think we're going to get to the final round and Ben, I won't be able to win. I mean, this is terrible.
Moving on, question five. True or false, in ancient Rome, a special room called a vomitorium was available for diners to go and throw up in order to create more room to carry on eating. So in ancient Rome, a special room called a vomitorium was available for diners to go and throw up in order to create more room to carry on eating. True or false? Ben, you've put true. Ed, you've put true as well. That one is false. A vomitorium was actually an entrance to a stadium and nothing more. It's been passed down through myth and legend that it was a room to go and throw up in.
I wanted it to be true so badly.
I did as well. When I Googled it earlier, I was very disappointed. So that is the end of round four. People at home, make sure you're totalling up your scores to send us at the end of the quiz. You can tweet them to @BigPodQuiz. You can comment on Apple Podcasts or you can email them to us, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. If you're enjoying the quiz and want to make it your round, you can by going to the website and clicking on the button that says buy us a beer. Right then, lads, it's that time of the quiz. Oh, in fact, what did you both get on that one?
I think I only got one.
You got one, Ed.
I got a three.
Oh, no.
Ben got a three. So, Ed, you're on 10. Ben, you're on 15 and a half.
That means I can't win, doesn't it?
Which means going into the final round, Ed, you are playing for pride.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
Ben, look at his face. Look at that face. Look at that smug grin on his face. Ben, you've made it 3-3. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In terms of the competition between you two, it's over. But the people at home can still beat Ben. And let's hope that they do. Let's hope we see some hashtag I beat Bens. Ed, when you tweet this out, you're going to have to tweet, I had such an amazing time on the Big Pod Quiz, hashtag King Ben.
Let me just delete all my social media so I don't have to do that.
So, Ed, it's your specialist round, which is Friends. Let's get cracking. So, question one, name all five of the Friends from the TV show Friends. So, yeah, let's have a quick look. Joey, Phoebe, Monica, Rainbow. Ross, Rachel, Chandler. Yeah, you got them. Yeah, Ben, you got them as well. So I'll read those again for you. Monica, Rainbow. Chandler, Ross, Rachel, Joey, and Phoebe.
Daddy.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
Moving on, question two. What is the name of the coffee shop the gang hang out at throughout the duration of the series? So what is the name of the coffee shop that the gang hang out at? Ben, you've gone for Central Perk, as have you, Ed. That is the correct answer, Central Perk. Okay. Question three, what is Rachel Green wearing the first time we meet her? What is Rachel Green wearing the first time we meet her? So you've both gone for the same answer, which is a wedding dress. That is absolutely correct. Moving on to question four. In the episode, The One Where No One's Ready, Ross is anxious to get everyone ready to go to a black tie event they are attending. Why does Joey come into the apartment during this episode wearing all of Chandler's clothes? So in The One Where No One's Ready, why does Joey come into the apartment wearing all of Chandler's clothes?
Chandler sat in his seat.
Because Chandler sat in his seat. Ben, you've gone because of a dare. So they are arguing over a seat. So I'm going to give you the answer. They're going to give you the point, Ed. They're arguing over a chair. And Chandler stole all of Joey's underwear. So Joey put on all of Chandler's clothes. And if you got that, that is for the point. Question five, the final question in today's quiz. What is the name of Ross's pet monkey? So you've both gone for the same thing, Marcel, which is absolutely correct. So that is it for this week's episode of the Big Pod Quiz. Make sure you send us your scores for a chance at a high score shout-out on next week's episode. You can send them to @BigPodQuiz on Twitter or email them to us, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk, or you can go onto Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Also remember to use the hashtags IBeatBen or KingBen at the end. Ben, Ed, how do we do on that round? Can you total up your final scores for today's quiz?
Okay, well, that's a five for me then.
Five out of five. Ed, you've brought it back. You've got yourself a bit of respect back there, mate. I like that.
Well, I don't know. I think Ben's got all the fives as well, hasn't he?
So you...
No, I got four. Oh. So 19 and a half overall.
19 and a half to 15. I mean, that is a respectable score. You've tried your hardest there, Ed. I bigged you up as the person that was going to humiliate Ben. And it's had the opposite effect. It's driven Ben on to smash it up there.
I'm very disappointed. I can't believe that I've actually got to write hashtag King Ben.
Yeah, well, Ben is the champion of this week's quiz. Also, Ed, we are going to be doing, once lockdown finishes, the Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl. On the Litchfield leg, you're going to be joining us, and you have to buy Ben an icy cold pint of Carly.
Oh, okay, I can do that, definitely. No problem.
I mean, I'm all right. I mean, it'll probably end up being San Miguel, because Ben likes that, don't you, Ben? So, Ben, the leaderboard's now 3-3. How are you feeling?
Oh, on top of the world and hot.
Yeah, it's boiling in this room. I can't wait to go and have a cold shower.
Yeah.
So, quizzes at home, if you've enjoyed today's episode and would like to contribute to our production costs for future episodes, please head over to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and find the button that says buy us a beer. While on the Sound Rebel website, make sure you check out some of our other shows like Dan and Katie Yesterday Today. Also, make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment, and do all that sort of jazz about us on whatever app you're listening through right now. If you enjoyed the pod, if you didn't, that's a shame, but maybe don't leave a comment. Ed, thank you for coming onto the show today. How are you feeling with your performance?
Pretty disappointed, to be honest. I did think I would absolutely smash Ben out of the park, and that hasn't happened. So, yeah, I'm going to leave with my tail between my legs.
There's nothing else that I can say, really. That just sums it up perfectly. But thank you for coming on, mate. It's lovely to see you. Great that everything's that's going well down there, and say hello to the family for us. Right then, guys, thanks for listening. Stay safe out there, and we will see you back here next week for another episode of The Big Pod Quiz.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie.
Right, guys, production meeting. Sorry, I know you want to carry on with your days, but we need to make a promo.
About the podcast?
Yeah, about the podcast.
Okay, well, it's a podcast. Yeah. We make it. Go listen to it. See ya. That's one like that.
Well, no, but... No.
Hi, this is Dan, Katie and Posh Ben, and this is our promo for our show. I forgot the show. Yeah. Yesterday Today with Dan, Katie and Posh Ben.
I reckon that's
that was terrible.
Hello, this is Dan and Katie, and this is our podcast called Yesterday Today.
Where we see what's been going on in the world yesterday, and we talk about it today.
We also need to do the subscribe and share. Yeah.
Subscribe.
Review.
Share.
When you said share, I thought of actual share.
Actual share.
Anyway, this is Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie. Yeah. Search for us now on your chosen podcast app.
Yeah.
We'll get something slick out of that.
Right. Yeah.
Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.